Nigel Clough, the Sheffield United manager. Nigel, despite defeat today, put into words just how proud you are of your players.
We certainly couldn't have given any more. We've scored three goals against the Premier League side at Wembley. It's not been enough on the day, but we couldn't ask any more of the players and the whole club on the day. I think it reflects extremely well on us as a football club. We're unbelievably proud of our supporters today, and I hope they're proud of us despite the defeat.
When it gets to 4-3, what's going through your mind? Are you thinking we can still do this?
Yeah, you never know. We just keep saying to the lads, just get one back at 4-2, just get one back. Unfortunately, it was a bit too late. And then you never know. Harry goes on that mazy run like he does. And if it drops at somebody's feet, you might snatch a 4-4 and take it to extra time. But at least we're going for it in that last few minutes, you know. And we made a good Premier League side today. We matched them at times today, which was pleasing. Nothing worse than coming here, losing 1-0, not really having a go. Everyone goes home and think, you know, we're outclassed or anything. We weren't for periods today.
You did more than match them in the first half, didn't you?
We did. I thought we deserved our lead. Disappointing with the goal we conceded, but to hit back straight away was lovely. And then just that killer goal just after half-time from the corner, I think that set us back.
It's a very difficult half-time in that situation, isn't it? Because you expect a Premier League team to come out and perform better. They were, you know, subpar in the first half, and preparing for that as a manager must be tough in that situation.
It was. It was a case of congratulating the lads how well they'd done, focus on the positives, and then be ready for Hull in the second half. You know, they got the corner. We shouldn't have given it away in the first place. But then he's miskicked it from 10 yards out, and it's dropped straight to their lad on the line. So there's a huge slice of luck in there as well that's gone against us.
Jamie Murphy, I mean, we've talked about him so much, driving at people. I mean, it's set up the second goal for you. He's got a third one as well. I mean, when he plays like that, he can be unstoppable at times, can't he?
He can. We don't get the ball to him enough, and we have to have a focus in the team that every chance we do get it, then we try and find Jamie Murphy and we give him the ball, because when you have somebody like that, the more you give him the ball, the more he's going to create.
And it goes to show, I mean, Premier League teams, if they just step up a level, a game can go against you very quickly, can't it, despite however well you play in the first half?
That's it, the quality and the tempo. That's what we were talking about before the game. That can hurt you, the quality that they've got and some of the finishing today. Mark didn't have too much to do today, but he's had no chance with the goals. So it's just that little bit of quality, which you would expect from a team two leagues above.
I've been here when Sheffield United have lost playoff finals, and everybody's very downbeat about that. Having spoken to a couple of the players, some of the supporters, there's a very different mood, isn't there, when you know, compared to that kind of disappointment of a season ending. People seem to be a lot more upbeat tonight.
Hope so. The most important thing now is how we do in our last five league games, and we take our good form into the summer. So when we come back pre-season, it continues on, and come August the 9th when we start again, every effort's made to, we'd love to come back here for a cup semi-final, final, playoff, whatever final. Every effort we make is to get out of League One.
Is there any part of you at all that thinks, wow, at 2-1 at half-time and the way we played, you know, you don't get many opportunities like this, do you, that it maybe just slipped away?
Of course. But there's not much we can do in that first 5-10 minutes of the second half. We can't go out there and play. And we'll be thinking back, you know, could we have said something different at half-time? Could we have done anything? Of course, that's part of it.
Did you believe at half-time you were going to do it?
Yeah, we believed all the way along that we had a chance today. And that second, you've got to get through, you know, that first 5, 10, 15 minutes of the second half. Don't concede. They come and going to have a go. Once you get to that hour mark, that's the one. If you can do that, we try and get a third goal and it'd be a different game. But you need to get through that period, and we didn't.
You said before the game that it was never going to be a day out. You were going here to win the game. But the occasion itself, it just kind of sums up what has happened at the last few weeks of this football club. It was a great occasion for everybody, wasn't it?
Last few months, I said to the lads, you know, 1st of February after crew, we were second from bottom of the league. We're mathematically safe now in the top, comfortably in the top half. We're going to try and get as many points as we can. We've been to an FA Cup semi-final. We want more days like this, and we want more success in the future. That's the incentive that we take out of today. We want more of it.
That wasn't a League One club out there, was it, today?
No, it wasn't. The whole club. Not just a team, the whole club. We have to do a little bit better on the pitch, but it's not a League One club, no.
How do you build on this, then? How do you make sure that you get the maximum benefit out of this occasion, getting to Wembley, proving that you're capable of it, and moving forward now?
We start by trying to beat Stevenage on Friday night, and that's the most important game now. And we'll start preparing for that, and lads will have a day off tomorrow and back in Tuesday, and under-21 game as well. So we'll try and put a performance on, because I think we'll get a decent crowd on Friday night. I think they'll come and hopefully pay tribute, and we can pay tribute to them for the following today. And we want a good performance, finish the season on a high, and then everybody goes into the summer in good spirits.
I spoke to Kevin McCabe and he said the greatest benefit the club will get from this is confidence. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. You get a few quid financially, you know, but you know, it's how we've done today, how we've, I think, performed as a team and how the club have done, that we can take it into the summer and beyond.
You've got a special group here, though, haven't you? A group of characters who are willing to work hard, are willing to do some of the uglier sides of the game, but have also got the kind of quality that can challenge a Premier League side.
Yeah, I think if you look at the squad we've got, if you can add two or three, it might only be that in the summer, quality players into that. And that's might all it need, might be all it needs to get us in that top, certainly in the top six. So what we don't want to do is disrupt this group as well. We're going to try and keep the majority of them together.
It's funny that, though, isn't it, when you come to a football club and you're perhaps expecting to make a lot of changes, and you have been able to make changes, but here we are in April and we're talking about potentially this summer just adding a couple of players to a squad that will be good enough to do what you want to do next year.
I hope so, because I want the squad to improve. I think Scougal will improve next year, having had the 6 months experience and everybody else, confidence that Murph and Flinney will get out of the second half of the season. So we want a small improvement from them, bring the two or three quality players in around them, and we'll see how we go from there.
I was going to ask you about that. How much of a benefit do those young guys get from a day like today? And more than anything, just to show, don't you want more days like that again in the future at this club?
That's the one. You know, you go home as a player and, you know, we're not happy. You know, we're disappointed today. We don't want to go away with, you know, pats on the back and everything, which everybody's given us, a cracking game and all that. Deep down, we're unbelievably disappointed we haven't got to the final.
Very close squad as well. I spoke to Jose Baxter at the final whistle and he said, you know, it's not just occasions for the younger lads. You know, someone like Matt Hill comes on and he only comes on for a brief moment, but, you know, at his age, to go and sample an FA Cup semi-final, he'll probably never forget that.
Wanted to get him on. He was saying he's 33 years old now, and I think the furthest he's been is the fifth round when he was at Bristol City, he was saying. So to get him on the pitch at Wembley, even for a minute, is special, and we wanted to get him on today.
What about the fans? They just backed you from minute one, didn't they, right through to the end, and they were urging you on there to try and get that equaliser?
All the way through, and for the 30-odd thousand we brought today, it's as much for them as it is for the thousand we took to Colchester in that first round proper, and then Cambridge and on the 6-odd at Villa Park. It's been a great adventure, an exciting one as well. And as I say, we've gone down fighting today, which gives us a little bit of satisfaction.
Do you take any real personal pride from this, though, that what you've achieved as well? Because managers will often say, no, it's the players or it's the club, but you've helped get this club. I mean, that's what the players have talked about. They've talked about your role. Kevin McKay, we spoke to him. He's talked about your role in getting this club forward. How much do you take out of the job that's been done here?
Yeah, we take a fair bit of satisfaction that we're playing a part in turning the club's fortunes around. And where we were 6 months ago, we're in a better state now, in a better condition. But you've got to keep moving forward all the time. We can't look back and pat on the back for the last 6 months. The next 6 months are just as important now. But to get us away from the position we're in is the first step, and the most difficult one in some ways.
This has to be the start, doesn't it? Not the end.
No, we want it to be. That's it. And that's what we'll be emphasising to the players all the time. Let's get more days like this. Let's get more quarterfinals and whatever, you know. Full house against Charlton at Bramall Lane and times like that, and the game against Forest with 25,000. Let's have more days like that in the league and in the cups.
And just one final one. How do you prevent a come down from this? You know, you've got all the Wembley talk and the build-up, then you have the game, then to lose. How do you get back up for the league game in the next one?
It's gone. It's finished now. I say one day off and we're back in training on Tuesday. Season hasn't ended here. We've got five more league games, 15 points. And let's see if we can stick 71 points on the board, which will be some achievement from where we came from.